Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
All right, April Fool's is over, but you're going to think it was expanded a day after this 3 minutes is over. Just a Black Monday type situation on a board late in the day as the avian flu panic attack spread to the cattle sector. April live cattle contracts dropped 492 on Monday to 180.07. June fats lost 492 as well, closing at 175.32. Feeder cattle really took it below the belt. April contracts thumped 670 to 240.42. May lost 602 at 242.67. September calves hit the skids at 253.35, down 737. Whoa. Thus, expanding limits today at the CME. Remember, this is just isolated to a dairy herd. Not one head has died yet. Not one head of the nation's beef herd has tested positive or shown symptoms. Remember, this is not killing cattle. It's just, you know, the flu, so to speak. Now, as you know, I'm no veterinarian or scientist, and we're not going to delve too deep into this, but it seems to this reporter like the early stages of a temporary social media panic attack that we've become all too familiar with. Be that as it may, the hot beef mobile is hunkered in at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We were at the Monday Stocker Feeder Sale, and cash cattle sales were not affected in the least. We set ringside as a pin of 550-pound steers hit 350. A load of 617-pounders crushed it at 311.41. I repeat, the bird flu hysteria did not affect the cash cattle trade yesterday, at least in OKC. We'll see what today brings at sales across the beef belt. Big old Stocker Feeder Special at North Platte Stockyards. Joe Cool will bring in 50 head of 5 to 6 weight calves with all the bells and whistles. Gotta love the name of Joe Cool Cattle Company. Big offering today at Creighton Livestock Market in eastern Nebraska. Here's 160 head of black and black baldies off the Seeky spread from 8 to 850. The nation's top fat cattle sale will play out today at Stockman's Livestock with feeders on Wednesday in the corner of Iowa, Nebraska, and Dakota South. It's a big back-to-grass feeder bash at BLA in Cowtown. Our friends at the Rockin' Oz, Mike Hawk Cattle Company, Beal Brothers, weren't they on Yellowstone, and 800 head off the Monahan spread Wednesday at Bassett Livestock Auction. Be there. A very special calf and yearling extravaganza Wednesday at Platte and Lemon Livestock Markets in South Dakota and Minnesota's famous Tri-County Stockyards. Wean fall calves and feeders at one of the nation's top sale barns in Torrington, Wyoming. Be in the seats or buy safely online at CattleUSA.com. Hey, we'll see how this all shakes out, and we'll be back tomorrow with True Price Discovery on America's Hot Barn Report. Monty James reporting from Oklahoma City.
Buyers and sellers of heavy equipment across the country are turning to Purple Wave Auction. Our full-service auction professionals handle every part of each transaction so sellers can get back to running their businesses and bidders can trust us to make the buying process safe and simple. Our transparent marketplace is free of reserves, minimum bids, and hidden fees. If you're upgrading or downsizing or just want to update your inventory of farm, construction, or fleet equipment, then don't wait. Visit purplewave.com today. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.